Tyler in Lebanon.
Say 911 dispatcher for about 8 years, probably about 6 years ago.
Thank you for that.
We had a similar. Thank you. We had a similar incident, probably about 7-8 o'clock at night. Radios were silent, pretty calm night, and all of a sudden we hear, you know, on the computers we can see the radio queue up, and you start to hear some sort of moaning in the background.
And at first, luckily, did you think that there was, you know, someone was injured
or in pain?
It didn't sound painful. You know,
it sounded more joyous, more jubilant, more like a workout.
Yeah. And the badge numbers come up when they key up their mics.
Oh, boy.
Oh, so it's pretty clear who it is.
Yikes.
It was very clear. And we actually had to call him on his personal cell phone. And he was off duty. He wasn't on duty like this other one you said.
Oh, okay.
But, off duty, so big deal, right?
So he was in his police car?
He was, yeah.
Okay. And off duty, not in uniform.
Not in uniform, but, you know, clearly someone liked the uniform.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And you have handcuffs.
Took us about four or five calls to his personal cell phone to get his attention and tell him maybe he should move it out of the cruiser.
Right.
You know?
So I would guess that's something you can get disciplined for, even if you're not on duty or in your uniform, you're in the official car.
Right, yeah, it looks bad.
Problem.
It looks bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Go undercover.
Yeah, looks bad.
Is bad.
I don't know whatever happened.
Sounds
with
bad.
It. I think it kind of, we caught it in time before it got worse.
Gotcha.
But,
yeah.
It definitely happens more often than you think.
Oh, no, I think it I think I'm right on par with
how it happens a lot.
I think it happens a lot.
Hey, you know what? You put your life on the line. It's a perk.
Absolutely.
It's a perk.
You know, and we're talking
about, I got no problem with it.
If you're not married with kids at home.
Right.
If you don't have a girlfriend.
It's, you know, you work it out.
You work it out.
It's a perk.
Work it out. Right. Yeah.
It's a
you keep us safe.
Perk.
You keep us safe.
Yeah.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah. It was quite the talk for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
It ends up funny just being embarrassed like that, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there was a recording that went around, too. That usually happens at work.
The Christmas party debuts, right? Hey, guess this sound.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you get the email. Listen to this, you know?
Right.
LOL.
I like when it comes where it sounds like work. Hey, can you give me your thoughts on this file?
Right.
You click it. Ah, damn it! Got me again.
My thoughts are, where'd you get this?
Oh, man, there was
absolutely.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too.
You too, Tyler. There was a cop on Long Island with Suffolk who, it became a big national story. He would pull women over and then ask them to do, like, dance moves and stuff.
Oh, I remember that, yes.
In his spotlight
on the road.
Yeah, right. That was pretty bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy.
It's weird.
Yeah, it was weird, but that's how you got it at the DWI. Usually I just walk a line. All right, well, dance moves.
All right.
Not good.
Yeah, maybe you leave your joke behind on that one.
Yeah.
Right before we get to Tom burning down his own house, Tom's the fire chief.
Right.
Pat sent me this. This is about the Rocky movie I was talking about.
Okay.
This relates to sex and work, and this is... Yeah, of course.
Got first, got a commercial for us with Maybelline. Yep.
A commercial for a scene in a movie that's like 40 years, 50 years old.
Right,
okay. Very good.
No, it's a commercial anyway.
Yeah.
For what?
It's a makeup commercial, and I'm going
for
to
Rocky.
See Rocky.
Because the two match up.
That's places. Knowing your audience.
Yeah, really.
It's a back police car, actually.
I was going to say, it sounds like...
Just kidding. All right, so he's in the gym. He's punching a bag. He's punching an actual
underneath.
Punching
bag. Come on.
Hold it, Rock, will you? You're driving me crazy. It's sloppy because you're off balance. Let's try this. I take this string, tie it to both ankles, leave about 2 feet of slack.
I ain't never asked for footwork.
Never mind footwork. Now you're all balanced out, Marcian. Had the same problem. And this string cured it. Did the idea that if you can move and you can hit without breaking the string, you can balance, become a very dangerous person. You
follow? Point.
You're looking good, Rock.
Thanks.
Let's go. That's it. Underneath it.
Rock.
Right. What?
How about you give us your own?
Get out of here!
Don't
you interrupt me. Business. Move your little chicken ass. Let's get you. you lay off that pet shop game. Women weaken legs.
Yeah, but I really like this girl, you know?
But let her train you!
Okay, then. You know, it's
that's
funny.
What I remember. If that's hear, Rocky One.
If you heard that sound of him saying tie the ankles, I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah. it was a lot in there. Like, it could have been something
different.
Like, are
you
different.
Sure it's the right clip?
It's the right clip. All right, Tom G is here. He's a chief in Stanford, and we thank you for that, Tom.
Yes, thank you.
Well, Tom's thanks for having me.
With an injured arm. What happened? Is this a job-related injury?
No, this is an old age injury, unfortunately.
Oh. Yeah.
It's been hurting for a while, and I've been putting it off, and I finally said I had it, and it's getting bad.
Yeah, I don't know if it's old age. You work pretty hard. He, like, chops wood. And
he does.
I know.
He's part of rescue missions for a good part of his life.
It's just overuse. Over time.
That's what I say.
Only one arm. Only one arm, huh?
So they kind of.
Yeah. They see which arm it is, too? Yeah. It's the right arm.
I know. They took apart the shoulder a little bit and put it back together. And
nice.
I almost hugged him. That would have been painful.
Oh, yeah. I saw the look. I felt like wince.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Yeah.
All right, so holiday safety tips.
Listen, this is the time of year where in our business is on the increase, especially down in my place and I'm sure all around the area. This is once we turn the heat on, once we close the windows and doors.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Once we put on the Christmas trees, once we start cooking for the holidays.
The Christmas trees.
Yeah. And cooking is the number one cause of fires in residences and the number one cause
that
of
makes
vitalities.
Sense. Yeah.
Fatalities and injury. It's cooking and it's unattended cooking. So you're.
That's what it is. You get distracted.
Right.
Listen. Well, I know when the smoke alarm goes off, my food's done.
Yeah. I've done that too.
Super done.
Okay.
But this is the way we're losing our citizens. We lost 26 in Connecticut so far in 2022.
Is that right?
26 so far. And we're just getting into the
holiday season.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
We got to fix it. And the number one way to fix it.
And we only got 2 weeks left. You feel like that number's going to go up, 26.
I hope it doesn't, but I bet you it inches up just a little bit. Because usually this is the time
of year.
This is it. This is the year. Listen, we got a cold snap coming. People are hurting for how to pay their bills, and now they're finding alternative ways to heat their homes. Maybe they didn't get their boiler checked or the heating system checked because they're kind of low on cash and they're like, hey, listen, I'm sure it could last another year, which is not a good idea because we get a lot of calls where there's problems with the boiler or the heating system.
And what do you mean? It causes a fire or it's emitting bad air and you die in your sleep?
Yeah.
Sometimes it causes a small fire, but a lot of times because it's not tuned properly and it's not adjusted properly, there'll be like a small explosion, a small one, a late ignition. And sometimes that'll pop the pipe off, the stack off the top of it, and it'll start to fill the house with CO.
Right.
And
silent killer, yeah.
Yeah, and CO it's cumulative, you know, which means that once you get CO in you, it takes a while to work its way out of you. Your body has an affinity for carbon monoxide. So even if you have small amounts in your home because you have a problem with your stove or your furnace and you don't have a detector, it's cumulative, so every time you're in your house, you're building more and more. You can really, really get sick, and I've had several cases where there was tons of it in the home, and the people just thought they had the flu or they didn't feel right.
Oh, wow.
And they had tons of CO in the home. I mean, we'd walk in, it'd be 50, 60, 70 parts per million, which is way up.
Wow.
You'd walk in and smell it, but because...
No, you can't smell it. Yeah. We have the meters.
Really?
And they're on our person all the time. Just because there's so much CO... It's on. We have meters that are on 24/7, and we walk into different places, and beep, beep, beep. They start screaming.
Interesting.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, it's time to get out.
You need a CO detector in your house.
Yeah,
I have one.
Really, really important. So the basic.
Remember in the garages before they put the tubes off the exhaust, they would just run the car in the garage.
Yep.
It cracked the door a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. Not
good. Half my
good.
Friends. Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah.
You know, the way to solve a lot of this is to have. Good smoke detectors and CO detectors throughout the house. That will that'll eliminate most of your problems. Mm. You know, if you have a CO detector on every floor, if you have smoke detectors in good order, especially the new ones, they don't false alarm a lot. They're pretty accurate.
That's the pain. This is what happens. So if you have one of those old ones, it goes off all the time. You take the batteries out because it's like this pain in the ass.
You never put them in. Right, I can't tell you how many smoke detectors you find in the kitchen, which is a ridiculous place. They're not recommended in the kitchen because they always go off.
Yeah.
And what's the first thing people do? I can't take this anymore. They take it off. They put it in a drawer.
Yeah.
And it never goes back up again.
Yeah, a shower cap over it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's
a shower cap.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that when they're doing sheetrock and stuff. They have little plastic shower caps they put over them.
Oh, yeah, those, yeah.
My mom fried everything, Puerto Rican, fried everything. Yeah. And she had one not far off the kitchen. So, you know, go put the shower cap on the thing.
Yeah.
I put the shower cap on the smoke detector.
All right.
So,
AJ, put that shower cap on.
Right.
Go ahead. Not on your head.
Right.
AJ.
Right. Make a platonos, you know.
If we can handle those two things, we can eliminate, I bet you, that'll eliminate 99% of the problems at home.
So, smoke detector and CO detector. Two things.
That will just go.
And they come in one unit now, right?
They do. I have the individual ones because I like the plug-in one where I can actually see the number because I'm a freak that way. I want to see how much CO is in my house. The ones that are combos, you don't know what you got going on. You just know it's going off.
What's the number to look for on those things?
Usually they go off around 30.
30? Okay, so and you see 30, like 35,
you're
bad.
You could do 30 parts per million for 8 hours a day with two breaks.
You know, we got to talk about how you lit your house on fire twice.
You know, the main thing we got to work on.
It was one time somebody threw a discarded cigarette under my porch. Because the house, I'm in an old historic neighborhood, and the house is very close to the sidewalk, and they just flicked a cigarette on my wood chips and lit my porch on fire. Okay. So that doesn't count.
Katie and Danbury.
Light something on fire. I have actually a CO detector story.
Oh, good.
We like those.
Okay.
I was at a hockey tournament, and somebody got injured on the ice. He broke his ankle. So when the fire department arrived to assist with getting him off the ice, as soon as they walked in the building, all of their CO detectors started going off.
Wow.
Well, what'd you guys eat?
Because we wear them.
What'd you guys eat? All that chili in the stands.
So they determined it was the Zamboni fumes that had built up, and for whatever reason, their air evacuation system in the building wasn't working properly. And the building was full of people.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're cheering the wrong team, you're not doing it right.
That's wild.
Wow.
Have you ever been to a truck pull that's inside, a monster truck show?
Oh, yeah. You leave high.
You don't want to have the cheap seats in that because you see this cloud. You can't see the people.
Right.
New Haven Coliseum. I just remember looking like, I don't think all these people are coming out.
Right.
Hey, thank you, Katie.
Yep.
Okay.
Take care.
Yeah, I don't think that fan with the mullets is going to be doing it very well.
Jody and Danbury.
Yep, good morning.
Good morning.
So I have, it's a fire story, but I didn't do it.
Of course not. Of course not.
They all say that, right, Tom?
Yeah, yep.
I have a split-level ranch house with an attached garage with a fireplace in the basement.
Love it.
So my daughter's in town. She's in the thing with us for a little bit. Downstairs the night before, we had had a fireplace, fire in the fireplace.
Yeah.
So next morning, my husband leaves for work at like 5:15 in the morning. So it's super early. This was a very sad story, and I'll always remember it. Remember when the people put the coals in the paper bag? I think it was in Stanford.
It was Stanford. It was
right before Christmas.
Oh, man,
terrible
lost
story.
Her family. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I happened to be there.
Horrific. Oh, that was awful. I'm very sorry for that and for the people. But I told my husband, listen, don't ever do that, blah, blah. Look at the story. Remember this, you know. So in his infinite wisdom, he puts the coals from the night before in the paper bag in the garage garbage can.
That's unbelievably stupid.
Wow. Yeah.
That's what I said. So we have a, when I'm 33-gallon garbage cans in the garage. So he throws it in there. So I'm smelling something, and I'm like, did you close the flue or something? Something smells here. So I like go downstairs because I can't stand not investigating.
Yeah.
So I go downstairs. I'm looking around. I open the garage, and it's like flames shooting out of the garbage can. I'm like, Tara, get down here. That's my daughter. So she flies down the stairs. Oh, man, blah, blah, blah. It's like, open the garage door. I got to pull this thing out of here. So I hit the garage door.
So the end of the story is everyone's okay. Pet's okay.
Garbage can not so much.
But what?
Everybody was fine, but there's a but with this. He had the garbage can right next to the gas cans for the lawnmower, the snow. Yes.
It's amazing how unaware some people are of things.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know? Yeah. I see stuff sometimes and think, wow, there's zero thought.
Yeah.
Yes. And my father, all my life, AJ, my father's Puerto Rican too.
Okay.
All my life. Yeah. Safety first, Nana. Safety first. Safety, 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 safety.
Yep.
So whenever I go anywhere, the first thing my eyes go to is the unsafe thing, no matter where I am.
Yeah.
It's built in, but that, oh, man, that just blew my mind that he did that.
It is really wild. Yeah.
So there's two takeaways to this. One is...
Thank you, Jody.
In the garage, it's not smart to put a smoke or CO detector in the garage, because every time you start the car, it'll go off, right?
Yeah, right.
But they have a heat detector, so it'll sense the heat. It'll detect heat, the rapid rise of heat in the room. It'll activate. I have one in mine. So that's number one.
I have none of this stuff. I have a CO, but yeah. All right.
You don't have CO in your garage.
No.
That would be ridiculous. Yeah. It would go off all the time. The other thing is, as far as ashes go, just leave them in the fireplace. That's what it was built
for. No, but you want to close the flue so the heat's not going up through the chimney.
Just leave it open, or put them in something metal and put it outside.
Yeah, metal pail.
They have the metal pail with the metal shovel.
Yeah.
If you have to do that, put it in there and put it away from your house.
Yeah. Away from the house.
Yes. Yes. Not inside.
Not in the leaf pile.
And not like, nowhere near that, the wood chips around your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing you could do, and it takes away from the look of the fireplace, if you have a beautiful fireplace, you can have those glass doors.
Yes.
Just close the glass doors.
Yep. Yeah.
Or you could have Tom G make a metal shield for
make
you.
Make a big metal shield.
Right. Or stand with a hose, yes, all night long.
Tom made one for the project house.
Oh.
So I didn't want to put the glass doors on the fireplace.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of calls now. But we want to take a quick break here. And Tom made firehouse chili?
Awesome.
Is that what this is?
It's not firehouse. It's my chili. It's a firehouse. It's turkey chili. It's a white chili.
I like
that.
He's more lethal. Very proud of this. I'm going to grab Brian from Trumbull. He's been on hold forever here.
Right.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
What do
you got, brother?
Good. This is a 4th of July story, and it happened in Shelton years ago. I had a 68 Firebird, and I picked up some buddies, and the first thing we did was spark a bone.
Nice.
And, you're going to guess it. We had a bag of fireworks in the car, a paper bag. And suddenly, when the bone is being passed around...
The head fell off into the fireworks.
Suddenly, the rocket's red glare went off inside the car.
Everybody's still stoked to go, ooh. Well, it was a Firebird.
We're driving.
Yeah,
it was a Firebird. Now and I just painted it. It was brand new. I had it all tricked out.
Nice.
And back then, you didn't have to have insurance, so I couldn't afford it. So I didn't even have insurance on the car.
Oh,
well, the car cooked.
Oh, jeez.
Like, you cannot believe. And now and of course, we're buzzing. The police and the fire are coming and stuff, and, nothing but a buzzkill. On it, but the car cooked like you cannot believe. Anything plastic inside the car burned.
Oh, yeah.
The flames were so hot they went out the windows, met on the roof of the car, and was 4 feet above the roof of the car.
Wow. Damn! Scary. Car fires are scary.
Yeah. Yep.
They're all plastic inside.
Nothing was left but metal. The metal didn't burn, but everything, it cooked like you cannot believe. And now the police want to know what happened.
Nothing.
I don't know.
Just tell them a cigarette went in the seat.
Nothing.
Just put a new radio in the car.
Right. My eyes are red from the fire.
That was it. We had put a radio in the car, and we said a spark went, and that was it. But there was nothing to check.
I mean, that works.
There was nothing left.
It was baked. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Kill.
Yeah.
Thank God you got out, man.
And sorry if you lost your Firebird.
We almost did. Shirts were on fire. Our shirts were on fire.
Right.
Firebird.
That was a Firebird.
It was a Firebird.
That's
literally.
Right.
Yep.
Thank you, Brian.
It's like a hot car, man.
Jody in Bridgeport.
Hi. Jody. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Am I speaking into the microphone?
Well, so far,
you are.
Continue. I don't want to get yelled at. Great guy.
You're going to get yelled at for something else, and that's not getting to the point.
You don't get to it. You're going to be yelled at.
There's two rules here.
What do you got?
Talking in the mouthpiece and get to it.
All right, here we go.
Hurry up.
Okay, quick story. Fire in my kitchen. My daughter says, Mom, is there supposed to be flames coming out of the toaster oven? I said, no, our taco shells.
What are you making?
On fire.
What a question.
What are you making?
Taco shells.
Yeah.
Do not put hard taco shells in a toaster oven.
No, they
catch on
they
fire.
Go quick.
They're too greasy.
I did not
really?
Know that.
Really?
I have a toaster oven.
I've done it.
No,
I see the flame.
Yeah.
I open the door of the fire of the toaster oven. Bad move because the air ignites the fire.
You got to let it go.
So
just
what
go
do
out.
I do? No, I blow on it.
No!
Like 3 inches away.
Well, your worst case scenario.
Hit my face.
Yeah.
I ignited my face on fire.
Wow.
My eyelashes,
no.
My eyebrows, all around the hairline was sizzling. My son was patting my head out.
I'll put mama's face out with a
rake. And we unplugged the toast dryer. He's like, Ma, you're on fire.
Thank you, honey.
Unplugged the toaster oven, opened the door, and threw it out in the yard.
And what did we say? Cooking? So, was the number one cause of fire and injury in the home.
Yeah, that's right. True. Yeah.
There you go.
Right.
Wow.
Do not put taco shells in your toaster oven.
See, I
just be careful.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas.
You as well.
Christmas.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Great call.
I learned something today.
Every morning. You guys are freaking awesome.
Thank
I love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. We don't talk to you. Merry Christmas.
Well,
happy holidays.
I wonder what they wound up having for dinner that night.
Pizza. Ice cream. Put a face out. Right.
Toast.
Right.
Rob in Bristol.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
This
was during the 70s when there was a gas shortage. My parents had a shed with a lawnmower and stuff in it. And I went out there with my magic book, opened up the gas cap, threw a match in there, and flames are shooting out. So I found an oily
Why
rag.
Would you do that during the gas crisis?
Right, yeah.
I was a little kid, you know?
Right.
Okay.
The oily rag on it. It made it worse. I just put my foot on it and snuffed it right out. And years later, I told my parents about my father. Goes, you know, I had a 55-gallon drum of gasoline in that shed. I go, whoa, so someone was looking out for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Yep,
wow.
You would have woke up on the other side of town.
Wow. There would have been no Rob from Bristol.
Right? Where all these angels come from?
Another one. I was a firebug, but this one was an accident. I was coming home from a party all buzzing. It was wintertime. I was smoking a cigarette. Had the window cracked open a little bit. I threw it out the window. I could have sworn it came back in, but I was too buzzed to give a crap.
Right.
Next morning, I wake up. My windows are black. I'm like, someone spray painted my windows. I'm scratched. I
From the inside.
The whole car inside. This is at nighttime. So there must have been a fireball because it went up the back seat, burned the whole top of and melted my steering wheel. That's how bad this was.
That's how tinted windows started back in the day.
Right, yeah. Right. So came with a cigarette.
All right, looks pretty good. We got to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
All right, Rob. Thank
you. All right, guys,
you.
Later on.
All right, Tom Chief, a fire chief in Stanford in studio. You wanted to talk to us about lithium battery toys?
Lithium battery toys are the rage this year.
Right.
They have scooters. They have the rollerblades. They, you know, the whole deal. Not the rollerblades. What's the skateboard? That single wheel skateboard.
Right.
E-bikes. They're cool. I mean, I want one myself. Not I want the e-bike. I don't want the skateboard. But
sure you do.
Here's the problem. We're finding out that these devices, they catch on fire a lot. And we just had a fire just 2 days ago. And what It hasn't been 100% determined, but we're really looking at a brand new electric scooter that was in the garage.
Brand new.
Yeah. And they just got it. And that is possibly the cause. So
is there something people are doing with
these
things
just go off.
That you're not supposed to do, or they just go off?
It depends on the quality of the battery itself.
Oh.
So if you're buying cheap, this could happen.
Right.
The batteries get unstable. And they make their own heat, and lithium is flammable, and they start going, and we can't stop them. There's really what we're doing right now, our protocol at work is if these devices catch on fire, we just let them burn out. But the best way to stop is to let it consume itself, you know, provided it's not impinging on somebody's property or whatever. That's the best way.
Like that bus in Hamden.
Yeah. So.
And then there was that giant fire in New York. We talked to someone
who
was, you know, got rescued.
Right. Yep, the e-bikes.
So my caution, if you have an e-bike, if you have people that are, you know, if you're giving these away as gifts, don't put these in areas that block the way out of your home in case.
Or in your house.
They burn.
Throw in the shed or something.
They'll charge them in the hallway, you know, to bring them in the front door.
Now I can't get out.
Now I can't get out.
Yep.
All right. And they make an incredible amount of smoke, an incredible amount of fire, and they light your house in no time. I'm not saying don't buy it. I'm
That's
just saying
life-saving, potential it life-saving is. Tip.
Yeah.
Use your head. They also have these bags that you can buy, and you can remove the battery from the device and put it in this fireproof
bag. No one's
going
to do that.
No one's going to do that.
I know. Well, listen, then put it outside. Put it in a garage with a heat detector.
I
do
just
something.
Like not put it in right in front of the door.
Yeah, that's like that's.
You know, think about that. Don't put it in your kid's room.
Yes.
Think about where you're putting it.
Right.
There's a lot of this in New York. A lot of it. I mean, multiple fires a day, and it's heading this way. We already had what we believe to be our first.
Gotcha.
And it's going to spread up Fairfield County. I guarantee you'll hear about it before
it's
the
coming.
End of the year.
Yep. Yeah.
It's coming. So just everybody, don't be afraid. Just use your head. Just say it has the potential to burn. Let's not block our exits. Let's put in a place where we can still get out alive. Let's make sure we have detection. So if it does go, you get an early warning and you can get the heck out of there.
Or just pedal your bicycle from now on.
Yeah.
It's a bicycle.
Right. We're
for
so
God's
lazy,
sake.
We don't even want to pedal
just
a bicycle.
Pedal the damn thing.
Marcy in Waterbury.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Thank you.
So I have a great story from when I was a kid. My sister, I was probably 12, so that would have made my sister 9.
Okay.
And we were living in Middlebury, and it was, I remember, a Saturday morning. We got up, and we went and popped some Pop-Tarts into the toaster.
Pop-Tarts.
Put the toaster down, and she and I both went into the bathroom. She was sitting on the tub while I peed. It's just a thing sisters do. And
okay.
We heard
sisters,
a buzz,
no,
and I said to my sister, I said, that's Mommy and Daddy's alarm clock. She said, I don't think so.
Sure
we walked
is.
Back out into the kitchen, and the Pop-Tarts clock on fire.
Wait, I'm sorry.
And they were
I was doing stupid comedy on top of you. Can you go back to there was a buzz in the room?
Oh, the we thought it was our parents' alarm clock.
Right.
Okay.
So we continued to sit there and BS in the bathroom, and all of a sudden smelled smoke go out into the kitchen, and the Pop-Tarts had caught on fire. The toaster was on fire, and the Pop-Tart and the toaster was directly beneath a paper towel roll holder.
Oh, boy.
So here I am thinking, oh, God, there's a fire.
What
do you do? You got to put it out. So what do?
Probably
I grabbed the hose from the kitchen faucet, and I started spraying at the electrical.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fortunately, everything worked out well, but it was.
But your hairdo now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, water on energized electrical equipment isn't the smartest thing,
right?
But it's better than burning down the house. I mean, you just
can you
know
get
that.
Electrocuted
absolutely.
By shooting water onto
absolutely,
yeah,
yeah,
right. Like pop,
right. Yeah,
right.
No, it could be a problem.
She invented that punk look.
And then Billy Idol saw it and said,
hey,
I like that idea.
That's why a nice little ABC extinguisher in your kitchen is a great idea.
Yeah.
Out of my car.
They're cheap.
Also, lesson learned, do not put your toaster underneath your roll of toilet paper.
Paper towels.
And have mom making your Pop-Tarts.
What was the what was the buzzing sound?
It was, you know, when like a pop, when something gets stuck in the toaster.
Right.
Right.
To let you know that there's a problem.
Right.
Old style toaster.
But you're busy peeing and sitting on the toilet. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Marcy, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Take care.
See, we saved lives.
These are good calls. These are little tips that are game changers.
Yes, I'm not touching
We're
a
Pop-Tart
anymore.
Everybody's learning.
See, mine out of the package.
Caitlin in New Milford.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
So I set myself on fire by accident. Obviously not on purpose. That
of course, yes. Unless you're Hindu.
You never know. You know
Buddhist.
I just moved into my new house with my new husband, and I was going to cook him a dinner. And I had a propane stovetop, and it was winter. And he had just left to go pick up something from the grocery store, and I put my chicken cutlets in the pan, and I was wearing a scarf. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, it's really hot. Something smells wrong. Maybe a little
and it's
no,
me.
It was just
scarf.
And I guess the kicker in the whole story is my husband was the assistant chief of the volunteer fire department in our town. Now everyone knows.
This is why Stephen tells
him. And he said, you will tell nobody, you will call nobody.
Right. This did not happen.
Otherwise, he doesn't make chief.
Right. This does not happen.
What's for dinner? Caitlin cutlets.
Right.
Damn.
That's scarf those down, yes.
That's the best. Yes.
So, takeaway, loose clothing while you're cooking.
Yes.
No bueno.
No bueno.
Right. No bueno. Loose sleeves.
To wear like a tight suit.
Yeah, but you don't want to be dressed like a pirate with those big like cuffs.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Right.
I mean, it's not good for operating machinery or a wood chipper.
Any of that.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
A scarf near a wood chipper.
Right. That's why it's cooked
good
naked.
Night.
Yes. Cook naked.
All right,
fine.
Caitlin. Thank you.
Another good takeaway.
All right, Tom. Merry Christmas, brother.
Yeah, man.
Merry
thank
Christmas
you.
To you.
This is damn good chili,
buddy. Oh, my
thank
God.
You.
It's so good.
It's amazing.
It's so good.
You you must be really popular at the firehouse.
I'm not. Well, I'm popular because I'm the boss. But
okay.
That also makes you unpopular.
I like that it's not the ground turkey.
That's
it's
from
really. This is the best turkey chili I've ever
that's
had.
That's from you our Thanksgiving turkey.
That's a huge difference maker
you
right
there. You
have
to give Jennifer this recipe.
Yes,
or
amazing.
Or is it secret?
No, it's easy. Oh, okay. It's so easy.
Really good.
Dan
man.
And Cheshire.
Hey, guys, great show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank
this
you.
This is the second time you had this guy on the show talking about the lithium-ion batteries.
You got
that
right, buddy.
That he talks about. What do you call it? What do you call it? Where can you purchase that bag to store the lithium-ion batteries?
Go to Amazon.
Amazon?
Yep. Yeah.
That's the only place? Nothing local?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I have not seen
do a
them
Google
locally.
Search.
I have definitely seen them on Amazon. Different sizes, depending on the battery. And you can put the battery in it and charge it. While it's in that bag.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay,
thank
you.
Merry
take
Christmas,
care.
Guys.
Merry Thanks Christmas. So much. All right. Great way to end the segment.
Nice.
We learned something here.
We
today.
Did.
Sometimes we do.
I didn't want to, but
sometimes.
Yeah, I learned. He makes great chili.
He knows who he's working with.
To, I love him. He makes great chili.
Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for what you do.
You guys, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
And on behalf of everybody who's getting it done out there in the other fire departments in Connecticut, thank you. And
yes.
Hopefully to save some lives.
Yeah.
Just one life saved.
Just one
thing. It's worth it.
Yeah, I'm moving my toaster when I get home.